again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, you are in for a treat tonight because we are at the epicenter of innovation for everybody who reveres their food and their beer. We are here live broadcasting from Noble Hops at 1335 West Lambert on the southeast corner of Lambert and La Cañada in the heart of the beautiful town of Oro Valley, and the party is just getting underway. We are rocking a great happy hour for you all the way up until 6 o'clock tonight. Listen to this. Dollar PBRs, $3 Wells, $5 House Wines, $2 off all of the small plates on the menu, and we are going to be talking to my good friend Eric Musman here in the second half of the show about this whole gastropub context and what this whole idea is about foodies and pubs and how you can bring them together and enlighten their worlds when it comes to great food, great beer, and great wine. And speaking of an enlightening opportunity, we are here as we come to the end of another wonderful year for foodies to reflect back and to take a look at the year ahead as we do each and every year from Alliance Beverage, our spiritual advisor here on the Menu Live. Jessica Benedict is back.
Oh, wow, Matt. Thanks for a great introduction. I always so look forward to this show every year. I really do.
I mean, where else can you have great food, drink great beverages, have great conversation? And here we are at Noble Hops, this place that has just come alive in the last several months. Everyone's talking about this place.
Absolutely. From the food to the beer selection to the custom cocktails. I mean, this is really the place to be in Oro Valley or, you know, in Tucson in general.
I think one of the great places that has helped to put Oro Valley on the map, of course, the town was founded in 1974, but it's just it's interesting. Within the last couple of years, there's this been great developments of great, restaurants and offers a different sort of attitude for foodies. And when you think about gastropub and giving the people what they want, we're right here at the epicenter of excitement.
Absolutely, absolutely. And things are ever-changing here at Noble Hops, so it's never the same place twice, from the beer selection to some of the food menu items. It's really an exciting place to be.
We understand that it's never the same beer list, like, minute by minute. I mean, they say, talk about rotating taps and rotating bottles. I mean, it's not like here's our Monday beer list. It's here's the beer list as it sits at 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Forget the beer of the month. We're at beer of the moment here at Noble Hops.
Beer of the moment.
Awesome.
So anyway, 2011, been a good year for the Benedicts and Alliance Beverage. What has fascinated you most about being a foodie and a spiritual advisor here for our show?
You know, food and wine in 2011, looking back, I think that people are experimenting with more international varieties. You know, we saw sort of the rise of Torontos from Argentina. You know, we saw some really specialized food menus from, local ingredients being used across the board, and new and interesting small plates. You know, people really want to go out to eat still.
Right.
And they want what's best for their money. And that might mean, great happy hour appetizer specials, a small plate menu, food and wine pairing on the menu.
Love it.
Really just getting out there and giving people what they want for their money.
Yeah, I mean, taking a look around the restaurant here tonight. Hi there, folks. Yes, this is live radio. Indeed. You take a look around this restaurant here, and indeed, people are still going out to eat. They come places like Noble Hops where they can get what they want and to be able to meet a world-class chef who Eric and Josh Musman here have recruited to head up their kitchen operation. I mean, the place is just absolutely buzzing with activity. People are thinking about the holidays.
Right.
So in addition to Noble Hops around the Christmas and holiday season, where have you been enjoying lunches and dinners lately, Jess?
I like to try to, my local places, some favorites like Feast and Pastiche, definitely eating and dining there, some exciting new places like Union Public House,
sort of
that exciting place right now. Just trying to get, like everybody else, the most for my money, And I like family-oriented places, too. So some place I could take my kids. They love to go to Zona 78 for pizza.
Love it.
So it really just depends on where we are as a family and where we really, really want to spend our money, and hopefully it's local.
Yeah, you think about Pastiche as you mentioned, Zona, these local restaurants, these independent restaurants, I had lunch at Feast. Doug Levy came up and just rocked this crawfish etouffee. Mm. You know, and I've been to New Orleans many times. He just nailed it. And, you know, that's one of the great things about engaging some of these restaurateurs here in Tucson with these independent restaurants is you actually go in there and have a conversation with the people that own the restaurant.
Right.
And that's and where else can you do that? You can't
exactly.
do that in these big box restaurants.
Yeah, you know, and as much as we foodies as we are and love to eat and drink, I mean, also some of the local places, Vivace, for example, will pass on whatever deals, whatever savings they get to you, but at the same time giving you great quality food.
Right,
really, really, truly. Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, Yano's, another couple
love
of examples.
A master, yeah. What he's got going on down behind the bar and his late-night business is just a lot of fun. So we're going to tease a little segment that we're going to have with you at about 5:20. You know, we often think this time of year, it's the season, Jessica, of celebration. And, of course, you cannot have a seasonal celebration without the bubbles, without the sparkling. Last New Year's Eve, we did a show together with Albert Hall.
Right.
And we talked about some of the bubblies that you were showcasing. But we're actually going to be talking a little bit later on in the show about kinds of cocktails that a champagne or a sparkling can inspire.
Exactly. There's new trends right now, whether it's beer cocktails, you'll see champagne cocktails using these ingredients that would, you know, normally people, quote-unquote, use for celebrations. We're bringing them in every day. We're bringing them into cocktail recipes. You know, we're going to try some really great cocktails today, some old favorites, some new twists. And just really bringing that champagne back to everyday, like I preach constantly. I'm sure you're sick of hearing it, but you should drink bubbles every day. It's
yep.
great for anything from, you know, French fries to
you
a celebration.
It.
I know.
We were at Azul two New Year's Eves ago, and you actually inspired me with this opportunity about eating French fries with my champagne. And I said, blasphemy, Justin, you're not going to pull that one over on me. And right away, it was like the world opened up for me. Who in the world would have thought that you could have that unpredictable, atypical pairing? You nailed it.
Yeah, champagne and French fries. They're both French. Come on. What can you say?
So what has, you know, you're doing a lot of homework. I mean, you got to, as again, restaurants like Noble Hops give the people what they want, be creative in their thinking. What kinds of cocktails have you been enjoying around your travels lately?
You know, I like cocktails that have a lot to do with ingredients that you wouldn't ordinarily think of as in cocktail. The mojito is a good example, using mint in a cocktail. Another good example, using fresh berries, muddling, things like that. You know, things like infusions of elderflower liqueur, or maybe rosemary simple syrup. You know, people making their own concoctions. I made a little simple syrup for us today. Mine's just sugar and water, but you can, when that water's warm, you can infuse rosemary. You can infuse lavender, tea. Is a really good example of some
delicious.
Things. It's really great. It's creative. And you know what? If it's going to taste good on your dinner plate or for food, it's going to taste great in a cocktail.
We're talking to On the Menu Live's resident spiritual advisor, Jessica Nenadic from Alliance Beverage, and we're broadcasting live from Noble Hops at 1335 West Lambert on the southeast corner of Lambert and La Cañada in the heart of Morro Valley. Spectacular views of Push Ridge just out the window. I mean, the fire pits are on and inviting people to enjoy conversation and great company. Again, Noble Hops, 1335 West Lambert. Anyway, we've arrived, Jessica, at this part of the show where we sort of take a little detour from great cocktails to great wine. I'm here to reveal the wine of the week this week from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room is the lovely Yvonne Fouché. Hey,
wow,
Yvonne.
Wow, it sounds like you're having fun there, Matt. I'm going to be making some something with sparkling wine next week. You watch.
Yeah, sparkling is, you know, and few people really can do sparkling like you. I mean, you know, Jessica, one of the things I love about you and Jessica is every single time I engage you in conversation, I learn something new. It's not the same conversation every time. There's always an educational aspect to it. And really, every time I go into Catavinos, I'm almost at the point now where I expect to learn something new when I go in there.
Well, we are having a sparkly tasting all of next week in honor of New Year's, and I think I'm just going to have a truckload of French fries delivered.
Why wouldn't you, Yvonne? Why wouldn't you?
That's
French
right.
fries makes...
Forget the popcorn.
That's right. Makes everything better. Anyway, well, Yvonne, you've had quite the week. You know, you just knocked a great theme tasting out of the park last week, and you know, the spark of celebration is in the air. So you've had a week to think about the kind of wine that you want to showcase for the wine of the week this week. What say you?
Oh yeah, this is this week's tasting is actually quite special because obviously we're tasting wines that go well with Christmas meal, the Christmas dinner that people are all planning. So, you know, there's a new wine I got in the shop, and I decided that that's the one I wanted to showcase. and it's the Darcy Kent Pinot Noir. Now, this Pinot Noir is from the Central Coast, California. It's 100% Pinot, and it's a very classic Pinot, and it's got flavors of cranberries and currants and plums, little bit of rhubarb in there. There's some little bit of very background. There's a hint of tobacco and fig, and it's got a lightly oaked finish. It's silky and it's smooth. Everything I'm looking for in a Pinot Noir.
Well, you know me, Yvonne. I mean, when you think about the red varietals, I mean, Pinot is one of my absolute favorites, and the way you're describing the sort of the flavor spectrum and the tasting profile is you've sounded like you've nailed Matt Russell's ideal Pinot. I mean, this classic Central Coast Pinot with the flavors of fall, it just screams celebration, perfect for this time of year. Where the price point is on this one?
Well, this one's at the higher end of my scale, but, okay, the Pinot's in keeping with your heart. In keeping with my heart is there's a tree planted for each case sold in California. So maybe that's the reason that the price is driven up to $14.99 a bottle.
All the way up to $14.99.
All the way up there.
So this is among the finest wines available for the price. Yvonne sort of travels the world and looks for the greatest wine values all over the world, and she brings back for me and for you and for all of your friends and family the best wine values, and she offers them in a way with love in her heart. There's not one bottle of wine in the entire store, over 350 wines, in fact. Not one of them is over $15. So $14.99 is, in fact, the high end of the spectrum. This
yes.
sounds like a beautiful bottle of wine.
It is. And you know what? We do pick our wines so very, very carefully. And so you know that if you're paying $14.99 for a bottle of wine, it's going to taste like a $25, $30 bottle of wine.
Absolutely.
So you're okay with that.
Now, the challenge here, what I'm trying to think of with my Christmas dinner coming up, I mean, you know, it sounds like this would be a great Pinot to have alongside my, you know, the wonderful meal that I'm thinking about preparing. But I love what you say on your website when you were talking about this tasting. You know, you've got some wines that you're going to be featuring this weekend that might be perfect for the dinner, but might even be perfect for that period of time when you're just thinking about opening the bottle of wine that you're going to be having with your dinner. I mean, you really thought this through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, because if you're anything like me, I start, you know, I crack my first bottle around noon, and we see where it goes.
Well, you got me by an hour. I'm an 11 o'clock guy. And I just, you know, just between the two of us, I know no one is listening right now, but I like to crack my first bottle open at 11 o'clock and just work my way into dinner. That's
there
the way it should
go.
Be. What about you, Jess?
I cook with wine, and sometimes I put it in my food. Just kidding. I'm sure you've never heard that before. But, you know, it's true. It's the food and wine and the classic pairing, and both go better with one another.
So, Yvonne, you've nailed this great wine, again, for the time of year where celebration abounds. Is this giving us kind of a hint at the kind of wines you're going to be featuring in the tasting this weekend?
It certainly is. These are all wines that will go wonderful with a wide variety of foods. I mean, you pick out the ones that you like, whether you're serving duck or prime rib or ham. You know, there's such a wide variety of foods that people serve at Christmas time. So, yeah, you want to give them a lot of choices. And so in this tasting, we're doing a wonderful Gruner Veltliner. We're doing this Pinot Noir. We've got, my favorite Cote d'Aron in the shop. I recently brought it back. We have a wonderful Monstral, a Zinfandel, and then we have a Riesling. So we're trying to cover everybody's palate and make sure there's something for everybody here.
Oh, there's not one thing that Jessica that she's left out.
No,
nailed it.
No, and you know, another suggestion too would be Gewürztraminer. It's great for that turkey bread, if that's what you choose to eat because of the spiciness.
Exactly.
So we want to make sure that all of our listeners go there and say hello to Yvonne at Katavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, 3063 North Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. And please do yourself a favor. Before you go down there, get on the website, learn the Katavinos story, learn about these tasting programs that Yvonne has, learn about her personal story and her personal passion, www.katavinoswines.com. Yvonne, all I can say is Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, cheers, salute, and thank you for another great year of bringing the Katavino story to all of us across Southern Arizona.
Oh, thank you, Matt. You have a wonderful holiday yourself.
You do the same.
I'll see you soon.
Jessica, we're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Katavinos, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking about champagne cocktails. I can't wait. We'll be right
Discover
back.
A warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Noble Hops, 1335 West Lambert, on the southeast corner of Lambert and La Cunada in the heart of the town of Oro Valley. We're looking at the beautiful Push Ridge in the background. They've got a great happy hour going up until 6 o'clock. Dollar off a lot of things on the menu. $1 PBRs. Yes, this is a world-class place for beers, but they simply, the fans of the Pabst Blue Ribbon are still lining up for only a dollar. Why wouldn't they? $3 Wells, $5 House Wines, $2 off all of the small plate items on the small plate side of the menu. Here, having a great time with Jessica Benedict from Alliance Beverage, who's got a lovely bottle of bubbles in her hand.
Yes, I am poised to open it, but I wanted to save the big reveal for you. You know, I don't want to open the champagne without the sound effect.
You're teasing me.
I know. Right. So I'm going to open this bottle of champagne, and the small little piece of trivia, there's a cage on top of that champagne, and it's in a little twist.
Oh, yeah. Every
single bottle of champagne has 6.5 turns.
That's right. And you know what? You told me that last year, and I said, I don't believe that that's a standardized thing. So I think I went through 20 bottles of champagne just to prove you wrong, and I couldn't do it.
Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? And as I open this bottle of champagne, I'm going to remind everybody that champagne can be dangerous.
Yes.
So make sure it's well chilled when you go to open it. Make sure that it's definitely cold. At 35 degrees is great, 38.
Right.
Make sure that you hold it away from your face.
Right.
And make sure that when you pop the bottle, you're not popping it. It should just sound like this.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
I know. You don't get any better than that on live radio, do you, Matt?
That is just beautiful. Just a pillow puff.
We like to say it's a kiss or a whisper.
It's a kiss or a whisper. Okay, so you've got this lovely bottle of sparkling, and you are pouring it in a glass that looks like you've dropped a sugar cube in the bottom of these glasses. What have you drizzled over the sugar cubes?
Well, we're going to make a classic cocktail called a champagne cocktail. I think almost every restaurant in the 1980s had a champagne cocktail on their list. But, you know, classic cocktails are making a comeback. So I wanted to share this with you. This is Champagne Henriot. It's a French champagne. It's a Blanc Souverain.
Mm.
So it's 100% Chardonnay, or Blanc de Blanc is the base wine. The bubbles are made naturally in the champagne for a secondary fermentation, and that's important to know. But the classic cocktail that I'm making today is simply a sugar cube that's been soaked in some Angostura bitters.
Beautiful.
And then we pour the champagne. You could champagne goes a lot further than wine does. You can get maybe five, six pours out of a champagne bottle if you're doing a toast. And this champagne cocktail is beautiful. It's got that nice pink hue from the bitters. It's going to have a little bit more depth from that bitters and a little bit of sweetness from the sugar. You know, this champagne is phenomenal on its own. I'm sorry to have to adulterate it for you.
No. I mean, I'm following your lead. Now, let's just remind our listeners something you said, very important. With a champagne or a sparkly, you want to serve that chilled. You don't want to serve it at the temperature you'd serve a Chardonnay or another classic white. I mean, this is, you have to have this chilled.
You do. You do want to have this chilled, mostly because the bubbles get a lot more excited in that bottle at a higher temperature.
I love it when my bubbles get excited.
Don't get excited, Matt.
So
cheers.
So
to
do
you.
We want to go ahead and swirl? Is
well,
that
swirling,
I'm following your lead.
Swirling, no matter what glass you put the champagne or the wine in, swirling releases that bouquet. The bubbles are what really does release that bouquet. So you want to have a consistent bubble throughout your champagne.
I don't want to look like a novice. That guy's swirling his champagne. Where's he from?
Right. So the champagne flute is, you know, the tall, skinny flute is really the ideal vessel for champagne.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, you've done it.
Have I done it?
You've
Did I get
done
you?
It.
I got to have a taste
crisp,
here.
Crisp, beautiful champagne. The sweetness of that sugar cube. And I love the fact that bitters, there's a renaissance in the bitter world today. I've talked to mixologists that had their bottle of bitters behind the bar for 10 years, and, you know, same bottle. You know, in the last 2 years, you can't keep this stuff in stock.
Not only that, but there's a really great trend with mixologists that are creating their own bitters out of herbs and roots in a, you know, a base spirit, because this is a, it's a liquor. You have to be 21 to buy this stuff at the store. It's a base liquor, so they're infusing that base with lots of great herbs and roots, and you can do peels and all sorts of great things to make your own bitters, to make it your own.
And the lovely thing about this is in its preparation, the flavor is such a beautiful sort of integration of flavors, but it's so simple to make. I mean, provided you have to start with the right ingredient. You've got to start with the champagne. Again, tell us what the champagne is.
It's Champagne Henriot.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So we need to go just buy cases of that.
Please do.
Okay.
I can help you.
I got you covered.
A couple of other things that we make with champagne. You know, champagne right now is hot. It's bubbly in general. You use champagne, cava, prosecco,
right.
Any of these types of sparkling wine. You can use them to top normal cocktails. I brought the ingredients to here to make a regular mojito, but instead of the club soda aspect or the Sprite aspect, we're going to use champagne.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so you're going to have that extra layer of flavor and that complexity that you get from the wine base versus simply using a soda. So you do your mint and your rum, and then you add the simple syrup for sweetness and then champagne on top. In this application, I was going to say I prefer Prosecco.
Prosecco,
it's a little
yeah.
livelier.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I see the bartenders working really hard behind the bar. You know, people are here having some great beers, some great cocktails. What are some of the places around town that are actually doing innovative things like this with champagne?
You know, I had a great conversation with my friend Christian over at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. He recently put on a seminar, champagne cocktails, and he's saying, you know, anything that you would ordinarily sort of use that club soda in your cocktail, go ahead and use champagne. You can do, champagne leaves you with that feeling, that satisfied, you know, depth of flavor versus just a one note on a Sprite or a soda water with those. So lots of different things with that. Fresh berries,
yes.
You know, there's always just your regular mimosa or something called a poinsettia or a sham-sham with Chambord. Adding a really beautiful quality liqueur, a drop or two, to a really nice bubbly just changes the profile. It makes it a little more festive.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Janos. We talked a little bit about pastiche. You know, here we are at Noble Hops, Eric and Josh Mussman. I mean, there's no coincidence when you think about people that are really taking the time to be truly inventive and creative and do it with intention. It's the local independent restaurants, members of the Originals. I mean, these are the folks that, again, that we just can't say enough great things about. TucsonOriginals.com to find your favorite Tucson Original restaurateur. Again, we're here at Noble Hops at 1335 West Lambert on the southeast corner of Lambert and La Cañada, enjoying a lovely champagne cocktail. So any New Year's resolutions on the cocktail side of things that you might be thinking about?
Oh, gosh, you caught me. I had a New Year's resolution for myself, but on the cocktail aspect of it, I think that, you know, I think I'm going to, career-wise, pay a little bit more focus and attention to the people in terms of service, the bartenders, the service staff. Those are the types of people that, especially in these local restaurants, that really can get the products into the customer's hands, you know, training the staff. You know, here at Noble Hops, how many beers do they have on tap at any given time? 30 plus?
Yeah.
You know, if that staff member isn't educated on the type of beer, where it comes from, they're the ones that are recommending that to you when you sit up at a bar or if you, you know, go to have a table at a restaurant.
And I'm glad you brought up Noble Hops, too, because when I walked in the door, I mean, I felt like almost immediately I become a member of the family.
Sure.
I'm a member of the Mussman family now.
I am, too.
I mean, how does that make you feel?
No,
anyway,
it feels great.
We're going to take a quick CNN news break. We're going to thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Eric Mussman himself is going to be with us live, telling us everything he ever wanted to know about this gastropub craze here in Tucson that he himself started along with his team. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. We're going to dive into some of the great pub food available that you can find not only in Tucson but all across Arizona. Don't go away. Stick around. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. A deal in Washington late this afternoon.
Senator Reid and I have reached an agreement on payroll tax relief on behalf of the American people.
House Speaker John Boehner says the deal extends the payroll tax cut for 2 months. CNN senior political analyst David Gergen says political reality took over.
There's this old Kenny Rogers line that you have to know when to hold him and when to fold him. And it became increasingly obvious, I think, to Speaker Boehner he had to fold.
President Obama thanked Congress for ending a, quote, partisan stalemate. 20 explosions in and around Baghdad today killed at least 65 people and injured almost 200. The attacks come only days after the withdrawal of U.S. troops. Continuing violence in Syria, activists say 38 people were killed today as an Arab League team arrived to begin an observer mission. Federal nuclear regulators have approved the Westinghouse reactor design for the first new plants to be built in the U.S. in more than three decades in the southeast. This is CNN.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
This holiday season, avoid those time-consuming trips to the post office. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage for all your letters and packages using your own computer and printer. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Try Stamps.com today and get this special offer, a four-week trial, plus $110 in bonuses, including $55 in postage. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the radio mic at the top of the page, and enter radio. That's Stamps.com, enter radio.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey, Tucson, check out Downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft and a late-night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. Hubdowntown.com.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt. Beautiful.
Oh, tis the season here on the Menu Live every Thursday at 5 right here on AM 1330. We're broadcasting live from Noble Hops at 1335 West Lambert on the southeast corner of Lambert and La Cañada in the heart of the town of Oro Valley with the beautiful Push Ridge painting this lovely backdrop for us all to enjoy some great food, some great wine, some great cocktails, some great beer. I mean, this is the place for people who really revere their food and their beer, Jessica Benedict.
Absolutely. The menu is amazing. The scenery is beautiful, and it's definitely accessible in Oro Valley. I think that's really important. Not a lot of great places out in Oro Valley for people to go for great food and this caliber of food.
Yeah, it's exactly right. You know, they take it up a whole other notch.
Right.
My office is on Sunrise and Swan. I got out here, and I mean, I was surprised at the short distance. You know, you think Lambert, La Cañada. I mean, it's closer than you think to really basically anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, even if you're in Benson, you can have, well, maybe
much.
Not Benson, but
not
anyway. And here he is himself. He took some time out of his very busy schedule to sit down and talk passionately about this thing that he's created that everybody is talking about across the Southwest from Noble Hops, Eric Musman.
Thank you so much for coming.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for hosting this great party. I mean, just the vibe is so cool here. Everyone's having a great time. Everyone's smiling. It's this family atmosphere. Everyone's just enjoying the time of year and the season. And it's all about this thing that we call Gastro Pub. Now, when you guys opened, you know, no one had ever heard of a gastro pub in Tucson. You guys opened and really defined the gastro pub sort of concept. Give us an idea of how you define gastro pub.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, how I like to define it. There's not really a set definition, but it pretty much originated. People got going to bars and eating, I guess the nicest way to say it is, sub-level food, you know, subpar food, you know, stuff that's been sitting in a freezer to a fryer and then served with some ranch dressing.
And
you know?
A plastic red basket
exactly.
With a liner. Yes,
exactly.
Indeed.
It's hard to get your girlfriend to go eat out like that regularly, you know? So the trend has kind of been to do craft beer and craft food. So all our food, you know, my chef is Angel Fabian, one of the top chefs in the state. He was the executive chef over at Miguel's. He opened The Wynn in Las Vegas.
Yeah, man.
Worked for Daniel Boulud, one of the top French chefs in the world.
Graduate of the Scottsdale Culinary
Institute. Absolutely. I mean, just phenomenal, phenomenal talent, and he kind of, you know, we kind of do our take on food that goes well with beer that's not just fried
right.
And, you know, thrown with some marinara on it.
Yeah, you talk about this being kind of a great sort of pub atmosphere for foodies, and you know, and I think, you know, we sort of classify ourselves as foodies, but what I love that you've done, especially with chefs, unique approaches. You've made your food very approachable. Sometimes people think foodie, they think, oh, this is going to be really a kind of a snooty place, and you've really done it in a way that is comfortable, that is casual, and that's approachable. Like, for example, we had this lovely, it was a banger, bangers on a board, and there was three sausages, a German sausage, an Italian sausage, and a lamb sausage, all done together beautifully with intention, and it's approachable.
Yeah, you know, we've really tried to bring in good food, not be too pretentious about it or anything like that. You know, you can pretty much pronounce everything on our menu. And, you know, just make good quality food that we would want to eat. You know, as you said, there's not a lot of bars up here. There's not a lot of places to go out. And, you know, my brother and I wanted to open a place that we'd want to go to.
Right.
You know, Eric, and you're no stranger to the authenticity of food. You know, in your other restaurants, Duro More, you have an amazing qualification with the Italian government, with the quality of your food, the standards, et cetera. This is no exception. I mean, you went authentic, and you went quality, and you know, this is just what you do. It's what you do all over town.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, pretty much as funny as it is to say, we kind of just take trends that are popular everywhere else and bring them to Tucson, which is a little bit behind places like Seattle and New York and where, sure. you know, where the food trends are. You know, gastropubs, nobody knows what a gastropub is here still.
Right.
I mean, and even since we've opened, I think four more have opened up, you know, and there's more on the way between Union and Parrish and another one's opening on the other side of town. And it's great. You know, it's great to see more people caring about the beer that they're serving, trying to help out microbrewers and, you know, local brewers in
right.
town and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, you go to other cities and everybody knows gastropubs.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's a craft industry.
It is.
You're doing craft food. The brewers are doing craft beer. It's a craft industry. They're handcrafting, and people forget that part of it.
It is. You know, and it's so important, I believe, in this economy and everything like that, you know, where people are struggling, that we're helping people that are local. You know, we sell a lot of Barrio beer from, you know, right downtown Tucson, Santan up in Phoenix, and, you know, taking care of people instead of the huge corporate, mm-hmm. you know, brew houses.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the new winter menu, which just debuted last week. You know, people are talking about all the great seasonal fare that they're going to be able to get. But, you know, when you think about Noble Hops, there's no coincidence. The name of the restaurant is indicative of what you pride yourself on. And Eric Musman, this is a place for sudsheads.
Yeah, we don't mess around when it comes to beer. We got 28 different beers on tap that we rotate regularly. You know, at any given time, we change them out. Throughout the day, it makes it fun for me. When I come into work, I don't even know what's going to be on because we get really small production stuff. We've gotten kegs that there's only three in the entire country, you know, and we'll get one of them. Or Nimbus came out with an IPA that they never even really mass produced. They only made a few kegs, and we got one on tap. It didn't even have a name.
You imagine the beer master at one of the big keg houses. All right, Musman's on the phone. Make sure we got one more keg.
Exactly.
It was only that easy.
It really is. I mean, people, you know, from my side of the business, people do seek out a place like this because this is where they want their beer.
Yep.
They don't want it at a one-off. They don't want it at a retail store so somebody can take it home for their kegerate. They want it on tap where they can actually experience the beer in a place with a system as sophisticated as this, that the beer is going to be as quality as it is here.
And you can't imagine a better setting. I mean, to come in here and
sure.
have, you know, world-class beers. I started out with Yoga's Black Magic Stout, Eric, which, you know, some people think is the place to end the evening. I like to start there. That tells you a lot about me as
yeah.
an individual.
No reason to mess around.
But that's, you know, I don't have time to mess around. So anyway, but when you look out on that patio and there's this fire pit, and I'm not talking about a couple of logs and a chimenea. I mean, you guys have really built this beautiful fire feature. Which is this, and I think one of the great patios in southern Arizona with this majestic Push Ridge view. You know, the place is packed. This is just a great place to come for beer. And like you said, it's not just, you know, here's our beer list this day or here's our beer list this week. Jessica said it's almost like the beer of the moment. You know, you just never know.
It is. It's, you know, it's fun. We have 28 different beers on tap and they constantly rotate. We never put Bud Light or Coors Light or anything like that on tap. It's always...
And may God bless you.
It's always small production stuff, you know, Odell's and Four Peaks up in Tempe. And, you know, we really try to take care of the local brewers out here and the people all over the country that are just making really good quality stuff.
And it doesn't stop at the 28, 26, 28 taps.
Well, no, we have
You've got bottles and bottles and bottles and bottles of beer.
Like 150 bottles, yeah, you know, nothing important. But yeah, yeah.
I think it's really important to sort of note, you know, as hop heads or suds heads or whatever, that there are so many different styles of beer. I mean, if you're a West Coast hop fan, you like that big, hoppy, grapefruity style, you know, you might be more into more sophisticated Belgian beers. I mean, they have everything. They have everything for every style of beer. And
yeah.
it's kind of fun. It's kind of an educational process.
Yeah, and it's fun to be able to pair
yeah.
up those kinds of different beers with the things on the menu. You know, my good friend Bill Buckmaster, host of longtime media personality, host of the Bill Buckmaster Show, I think was the first person who told me about Noble Hops a long time ago. And he's one of your biggest supporters, I should say. We're not for Bill Buckmaster. We probably wouldn't be sitting here. But anyway, it's just this never-ending list of options that you have and opportunities
sure.
that you have. And your staff here, I have been very impressed with their ability to sort of walk you through the opportunity. If you're going to be having this particular appetizer, this particular meal, you might want to try this beer. Might be not the most obvious choice, but you want to go with what your server is going to recommend.
Absolutely. And we're happy to give samples of stuff that we have on tap. And it's really interesting because I'm more of a wine guy, and my brother's the beer guy. And the stuff that they're doing with beer now is kind of similar to wine. I mean, they're
yeah.
aging it in oak, and hops are kind of like grapes to the point where...
Well, they're a lot like grapes.
You know, in the Northwest, they kind of have a different flavor. You know, the Cascade hops are kind of more floral-type hops, and then in other places they're more bitter. And it's kind of the same kind of profile that you see in a lot of wines, and it's I love it. I never order the same thing. Every time I come in, I order something different.
Well, it's almost impossible to do the same thing. With all the pairing opportunities, you can be kept busy for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
And we hope our listeners take us up on that challenge, because you two can join us right here at Noble Hops. Anyway, Chef has been busy in this season putting together, I think, a very exciting new winter menu, which I understand just debuted last week. What's the early return on some of the things that Chef has got on the seasonal menu?
It's gone awesome. Very, very popular. One of the dishes we're bringing out is the braised beef cheeks. And
braised beef cheeks.
I know you don't see stuff like that often.
Can you get a beef cheek in Tucson?
It's not hard to find a cow.
I don't think you can, other than here in Noble Hops.
I've never had a beef cheek.
Well, so your life is about to change remarkably, Jessica.
They're unreal. I mean, it's kind of, I kind of equate them to short ribs, but
right.
Even more tender. I mean, you can cut it with a spoon. It's just so tender, and you know, you guys will try it.
Now, for the novices that are listening, you know, we've got a sophisticated foodie audience, but there might be an occasional folk to say, you know, is the cheek literally the beef cheek? Is that literally coming from the cow's cheek? Because, you know, pork butt is pork shoulder. Thank goodness. But a beef cheek is a beef cheek.
It is. It is.
Man, I love that.
The cheek on the face too. So that could be confused as well. But yeah. We you know, a lot of really good quality new stuff coming out. And we have, you know, for the people that don't want to be so adventurous, we have pretzels that we import from Germany, the real deal Bavarian pretzels. We got hamburgers that we are very, very happy with. I mean, we get Sterling Select quality beef, which only 15% of cows qualify for. So
yeah.
It's
wow.
Very, very good quality beef that we use. You know, everything we do, we try to get top-notch quality stuff.
Absolutely.
And that's along the lines of everything else that you do in your restaurants, Eric. I mean, I've never been shocked. I mean, you know, from the time that we first met and you told me about your certification with the Italian government and the Vera Moore and the San Marzano tomatoes and the mozzarella that you have, all of the stuff, there's no doubt that it has to be top-notch. And is Matt going to post something to his Facebook right now?
Yeah, I mean,
this is real-time Facebook posting, Matt.
It's like artistry, because when I see something that's as beautiful as what's just been put before me, and again, you can't do this with a red plastic basket and, fried mushrooms that were made 2 years ago that you're throwing in the fryer. These are absolutely beautiful. The presentation is as much of the experience for a foodie as enjoying the flavors. So we've got three items here. Quickly walk us through what you brought for us to try, and we're going to nibble as you talk.
Yes, please.
Absolutely. So first off, brought one of our small plates. We have 15 small plates we're featuring now, the Escargot Royale.
Oh.
Butter garlic poached escargot, and it's baked with sliced croutons. Has a creamy gorgonzola sauce on there, and it's finished with some fresh lemon juice.
Shut up.
One of my new favorites. Some of the best escargot I think I've personally had.
They're beautifully sized. I mean, you don't have to search around for the snail. It's right there.
Mm.
And you've done all the work.
Yeah.
So this is in a beautiful sort of individual cast iron. The gorgonzola was inspired. I don't know that I've ever heard of that before. It's not overly rich. It's just sort of a compliment. The garlic is not overpowering. This is just beautiful.
That'll go beautifully with a nice sweet stout, like a milk stout.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
what a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Matt is enjoying a milk. You know, and my mind immediately goes to pairing. So what kind of beer, what kind of wine? What are we going to pair this with?
Yeah, I mean, with the gorgonzola, the richness of that, or, you know, you could go off the garlic and play with that.
Sure.
A lot of different options for this kind of stuff. We like to do a lot of different flavors, different, you know, textures and things. The one you're sampling right now is the braised beef cheeks we were talking about earlier.
Now, is there a protocol, Eric Musselman? I mean, do I just...
Just
dig in.
You can cut it with a spoon.
Okay, so this is served over, looks like it might be a...
saffron potatoes.
Of course it is. I was just going to say that.
With a vegetable... could tell, huh? With a vegetable medley and oven-roasted tomatoes.
Mm.
And, you know, I've been... We've sold a ton of that since we put it on a little bit ago, and I've just been
beautiful
blown away
flavor.
At the tenderness.
Just, I mean, you have nailed the preparation. Now, you might want to turn the other cheek. I've been waiting an hour to say that.
Don't be cheeky.
It really melts in your mouth.
Right.
There's no knife required. No, you don't even have to cut. It just really begins to melt away in your mouth. That's beautiful. So this is gastropub
fabulous.
Fare.
This is, you know, and there's not really set rules on what gastropub fare or isn't. You know,
oh
pretty much what our interpretation is we just want to make the best quality stuff that you can share with other people, that you can come in, have a nice beer with, and, you know, not stuff that's frozen, and, you know, none of our stuff is frozen. Everything's fresh, all our sauces, everything we make every day. That brings us to the to the burger next. This has been one of our most popular burgers. It's the Wisconsin Bacon Jam Cheeseburger.
Bacon Jam. Tell me about Bacon Jam.
It's funny. Every time people say that, I say, you know, it is what it sounds like. It's bacon chopped up, and we kind of reduce it with maple syrup, add some different seasonings, and it tastes...
Good Lord.
I haven't even had a bite.
You need a moment alone.
I need a moment. Talk amongst yourselves.
And then we put some Wisconsin cheddar cheese on top of it. And that's that really good quality beef that I'm talking about, which really is a secret to a good burger.
Can I just make a comment on the preparation of the beef?
Please.
I am so thrilled that it is medium to medium rare. I'm thrilled because really I think that we as burger eaters in this country are way too scared to have our quality beef. We'll order a steak medium rare.
Right.
But when it comes to burger, why are we hesitating to order this quality beef medium rare, because that's really where the flavor is.
It depends on the beef cut. I don't know if I'm going into McDonald's drunk, I don't know if I want that medium.
Not too much.
But,
although it wouldn't be a bad option.
Yeah.
I mean, it all starts with quality ingredients, and right away, the first thing you can tell, that is quality beef, and you can't do anything other than that at Noble Hops. That's what you're priding yourself on.
Where's Mike?
And that's it. And at all the restaurants, you know, like Jessica was talking about, over at Vero More, we make our mozzarella cheese by hand every day.
Wow.
We import our flour and tomatoes from Italy. Everything we do, we don't cut corners anywhere. If we can find something better than what we're using, we'll switch immediately.
I'm going to take a picture of the bacon jam that's running down the side of Jessica Nenedick's chin.
Real time.
Anyway,
real time Facebook.
This is the time of the show, Eric Musman, where all of the people that are drooling over their radios right now are going to want to have a shot to experience Noble Hops for themselves if they call in right now with the answer to this week's trivia question. And what's our trivia question for this week?
The trivia question that we decided on is, how many beers do we currently have, including bottles and drafts?
Right this very second, because it changes.
Right, it changes constantly.
Yeah. How many beers, including bottles and drafts, do they have right this very second at Noble Hops? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift card to experience Noble Hops. You'll be glad you did. Good luck. We'll be right back.
I feel it in my fingers.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell and Jessica Nenedick broadcasting live from Noble Hops in the heart of Oro Valley, having a great time with the beef cheek with some escargot lovingly draped with this beautiful gorgonzola sauce, a bacon jam burger with quality beef. Here, we're talking with Eric Musman, the proprietor here of Noble Hops. You've made a lot of friends here tonight, Eric.
Good. I love it. The more the merrier.
Anyway, we've got a trivia question on the table. Eric Musman wants to know, how many beers is he serving right now between the taps and the bottles? There's a good number of them. He wants to know if you know the answer to the question. You've called 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift card to Noble Hops Sydney back at the station. How many callers we got going?
Hi, Matt. We have Henry on the line.
We have Henry on the line. Henry, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hey.
Are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I can barely hear you, so I want you to do your best and shout at the top of your lungs. How many beers do they have up here?
178 beers.
Okay, Sydney, what did he say?
178 beers, Matt.
178 beers.
Close. Close.
Oh, that's darn close.
It's really close.
Oh, Henry.
It's up to you. It's your show, Matt.
Oh, Henry. You know what? We're going to say, Sydney, are we have any other callers waiting?
We have Ken.
Okay, Ken, we want to see if Ken knows. That opens up a line at 529-3508. Henry was close with 178. We're going to see if Ken knows the answer.
Hello?
Yes, Ken, what's your answer?
I'll go 180.
180, he says, Eric.
Closer.
Closer.
We're getting real close,
We're
actually.
Getting very close. Wow. Anyway, you know what? You can, if you want to try and hang up and try again, that is your option. That opens up a line at 529-3508. 529-3508. We had a guess for 178. That was close. We had a guess for, what did you say, 180?
180, yeah.
180.
We have Henry on the line again.
Closer. Oh, just right on, man. Anyway, Henry, what say you?
Hey there. Again.
What did he say, Sydney?
I don't know. He didn't say anything yet.
Oh. It's only a one-hour show.
184.
184, he said.
It's one away. I think it's up to you.
All right, you know what? You're within one beer. And you know what? It might be 184 right now. It was 185 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, we might have ran out of something.
Anyway, Henry, congratulations. You just won yourself a gift card to experience Noble Hops, perhaps for the first time, perhaps not. But anyway,
yeah.
It's going to be Eric Musman's personal privilege to host you here for a life-changing experience. Let me say, Henry, go for the beef cheek. I mean, this is something that I can almost guarantee that you're not going to find on any other menu across Southern Arizona. Don't hang up. Sydney back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to get that gift card out to you in the mail.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, 85 beers?
Yeah, you know, it's every time we think we're going to stop and, you know, say, okay, we'll stop at 150, okay, we'll stop at 160, somebody comes in, you know, Jessica or, you know, somebody else.
I have to sell them something,
right? Bring it in stuff. And, you know, we just put this one on. It's one of the only Peruvian beers in the state called Franca. And, you know, what am I going to say? No, it's a beer from Peru. Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's do it, you know. And it tastes good. So, you know, we get to taste everything before we throw it on. And there's, you know, it's interesting. I really think at this point America's making the best beers in the world.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any competition at this point. Went to the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, and, you know, there are 3,900 beers there and 470 breweries. And
it's a hot ticket.
It's just unbelievable, the stuff that people are coming up with and the high-quality product that people are putting out. So
it's great. I love it.
It's hard to turn them away.
We've got about another minute remaining. What do you guys got up your sleeve for New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, we're doing a special menu. We're doing prime rib, $29 a person. You get your choice of super salad, prime rib with mashed potatoes and seasonal vegetables. And dessert's coming with that as well. It's a chocolate decadent cake.
Oh,
and
of course it is.
Yeah,
of course,
why not,
it's chocolate,
right?
And decadent.
And for just $6 more, we can add champagne to that. So $35 a person gets you a three-course meal and champagne.
How they make reservations for that
we
party?
We're not taking reservations.
Just come on in.
Come on in. Yeah,
anyway.
It's just too difficult to take reservations because, you know, we are a bar after all. We're a restaurant with a bar, but some people like to come in, sit down, enjoy the night. Sit outside and,
awesome.
You know.
Eric, thank you so much for hosting this party. What a great
thank
time
you.
We're having here at Noble Hops. Jessica, as
Seriously.
Always, what a pleasure.
Thank you.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year to you, and
to
we will
you.
See you shortly. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell and Jessica Nenadic and an entire restaurant full of people reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5,
it's on the menu live.
Have a great weekend.
A Festivus for the rest of us!
Good Merlin Peen.
Best Robonica ever.
Mary Newton, miss everyone.
Let the dancing begin!
KJLL South Tucson.